Lee Child's new book is called Personal, number 19 on the list of his novels starring Jack Reacher, the retired U.S. military policeman who puts his folding toothbrush in his shirt pocket and boards a bus to wherever that bus is going. Reacher is at the heart of Child's success with these novels, a character who makes readers momentarily want to rethink their own lives, at least for the few evenings it takes to read the latest book. Jack Reacher roams the country, and along the way he saves lives, solves problems, and thrashes bad guys. Lee Child is with us from our bureau in New York City. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Great to be back.
This book reminds me of some of your earlier novels. Complicated plots, lots of characters. Do you feel that way?
You know, I try and remember what my dad used to say. I'm English, but my dad was Irish, and he, talking about the sort of books he wanted to read or films he wanted to see, he would say he wanted the same but different. And really, that's what I try and do. I mean, obviously, yeah, they're going to be the same because it's a Jack Reacher book. But then my challenge and my enjoyment, frankly, is to make them each a little bit different.
I've always thought that with Jack Reacher as your anchor, you feel free to structure your books in all kinds of different ways. But Reacher is always Reacher. So when you sit down to write a new Reacher novel, how do you decide what kind of book to weave around him this time?
It's a bit like a composer, I think, writing music. You start out with a key in mind, and a feeling comes over me. I want a book to be a certain mood, a certain tone, almost a certain color. And that then will suggest a location. It will suggest the type of story that could be told. And it takes off from there organically.
This is a book about a sniper who is a man Reacher put in prison, which is why Reacher is brought back to hunt him down. Now, this sniper is able to hit a target from, what, a mile away even?
Yeah, clearly an exceptionally talented sniper. I wanted to start the book with action, of course, but I wanted it to be failed action. And what happens here is the sniper tries a shot against the president of France in Paris. And it's a long way, over 3/4 of a mile. And he makes the shot, except, like world leaders are these days, this guy is protected by a bulletproof screen. And the bullet does not break the screen. So Reacher's brought on board to contribute toward finding this particular guy.
In this book, you get to make light of, since he's hopping around from capital to capital, international politics, politicians, and I think especially various national security agencies.
Yeah, because a guy like Reacher, again, you know, he's been a soldier, he's seen it from the inside, and there is nothing more cynical than a serving soldier. They know everything's nonsense, and they know that this is all behind covering by the politicians and so on. And so he is both challenged by the technical problem, but also somewhat contemptuous of the reasons why it needs to be sorted out.
I also like the part where, so you make a great deal of Reacher's size in the books, 6'5", huge man. And in this one, you have a character who's quite a bit bigger and uglier than Jack Reacher is.
Yeah, and that's something I feel I have to do sometimes, because if it's David versus Goliath and Reacher is David, then Goliath has got to be some really awesome thing. And so, yeah, I invented a character who is substantially bigger than Reacher. And of course, Reacher thinks that's weird. You know, to be his size is fine. To be any bigger than that is weird.
It does remind me, though, to ask you, why did the first Jack Reacher movie star turn into super good-looking Tom Cruise, who's not much bigger than Major Reacher's good right arm?
It's a fascinating thing, this, really, because, as you know, a book is entirely in the realm of imagination, my imagination and your imagination. But then if you turn that into a movie, it is fundamentally real people in a real physical place. And so you're limited straight away to the real physical people available. For years, we were in a bizarre conversation where you were saying, well, this guy who is 8 inches shorter than Reacher is obviously better than this other guy who's 8.5 inches shorter than Reacher. Didn't seem really worth arguing about after a while. So what we went for is a guy who could do the internals, the vibe, the feel, everything about Reacher except for the physicality. And I thought Cruise did a really great job about that.
Well, I grant you that Chuck Connors is dead and Tom Selleck is probably too handsome. But still, It's a strange choice. Did you think you paid a price for it?
I paid a price that I wasn't entirely expecting, because in my head it was very clear this was a version. This does not replace the books in any way. But it did surprise me a little bit how people felt that somehow the movie was liable to overshadow the books, because to me, books are the thing. I mean, frankly, I was thrilled that anybody had an opinion. I mean, think back those 19 years. If somebody had said to me, you know what, you're going to create a character so popular that people are going to get upset about who plays him in the movie, I would have bit their hands off.
Now, I'm reasonably sure Reacher number 20 is already underway.
It's about to be, yeah.
So, where are we going to go?
It's a lonely landscape somewhere with a single railroad line running through it. And what happens after that, I've no idea. But, you know, a year from now, no doubt there will be a book and it'll be coming out. And this early fumbling towards it will seem very odd when it's a completed product.
Lee Child's newest book in the Jack Reacher series is called Personal. Thank you very much for this.
My pleasure. Thank you.